A Yiddish Avocation. The Rebbe taught, we must conduct our lives contrary to the ways of the rest of the world. During the summer months, people often decrease their learning and focus on strengthening their physical health. We must do the opposite. We must focus on the health of the neshama, and then automatically our physical lives will be strengthened as well. Moreover, as Chassidus teaches, during the summer there is an additional measure of alakus in the world, which also finds expression in the additional sunlight at that time. The Friedrich Rebbe related, in Lubavitch during the years Tafresh Nun Aleph to Tafresh Nun Gimel, the Chassidim would follow the local summertime custom of Dacha from after Pesach. They would sit in the courtyard, breathe the fresh air, and exchange stories about Chassidim of bygone generations. Generally, the Rebbe Rashab would not join them, for he would be involved in Avodah at length, davening every day until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Occasionally, though, he would come out and comment on the stories. When the Rebbe Rashab went on vacation, which he often had to do for health purposes, he would take off his kapata, and holding on to his tzitzis, he would sit down and say, "This is dacha," which is Russian for vacation. Explaining the inner meaning of vacation, he pointed out that in Lashon HaKodesh, a vacation site is called Na'ois Desha, a pleasant pasture, a place where one grows just as grass grows. How does grass grow? In his description of the 6 days of creation, the Medrash tells us that each individual blade of grass decided to grow separately, although Hashem had not clearly instructed so. Similarly, there are times when every individual Yid, though he may be busy with others during the year, should be occupied with his own personal growth in the ways of Hashem. The Friedrich Rebbe writes to one mother, surely children must